Listen up, Australia. They're not here.
They're not here.
They're off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch.
So we've got some best bits for you.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Good afternoon, Australia. Yeah, it's dangerous, Dave. Still here. I know. We're not coming back Monday. The return of Kennedy Malloy. It's Mick's birthday today, you know. Happy birthday, Mick Malloy. If you're listening, Mick and Jane, Monday. But we've got some great stuff coming up for you this afternoon, like Nick Offerman. You might know him as Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec. Nick Offerman, will be hearing from him soon. Dave Thornton's going to tip into our bad parenting segment. But let's begin with one of my personal favourites. I love her every time she's on the show. She always brings the laughs. It's Denise Scott, who was in and told us about her time on Dancing with the Stars earlier this year and who she had to share a dressing room with.
It was very cruel, actually, what they did. They made me, like, force me to share a dressing room with Michelle Bridges. Now, that is cruel because...
You know why that's cruel, Mick.
Well,
you,
she's a bit of a bitch.
No, Mick, you're so wrong.
No.
She's an awesome, awesome...
We love Michelle.
She's an awesome person.
Yeah. However...
But it's given that it's a show where you've got to get into costumes, you have to get undressed in the dressing room.
The
Are you with me now, Mick Malloy?
She's in reasonable nick, is she?
Mr. Universe. So you have to nude up with Michelle.
Oh, that'd be my worst nightmare.
Well, it turned out to be mine. Because you literally have to, because you have to take off your bra, your underpants, everything.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
No, what?
One of those before and after shots.
Calm down, Mick. Keep drinking your lemon and ginger tea. But, no, this is true because, like, Michelle's literally standing there in just a G-string.
Yeah, right.
Chatting to me, and I've got to take off my clothes because you've got to put on a special bra, everything. And so I'm like...
Denise.
Well, I have to nude up. And as I said
it's
to Michelle...
enough what you had to do on the show.
No, but as I said to her, do you mind if we turn the lights off? Because it's the only way I was going to... But you did. And anyway, so she's standing there like in the Nicky.
In the Nicky.
And then she had to put on... She's got muscles on her breasts.
Oh,
that's
how fit she is. That's unfair.
Anyway, but then she did something that I couldn't believe. She was so incentive. She was wearing this little dress, like a costume. It was a little mini skirt, strapless, tiny little piece of fabric.
Like a little cheerleader sort of
little
one.
Yeah, a little thing. And she asked me if I could zip her up.
Oh,
wow.
Very dare.
How disrespectful, how hurtful, how insensitive. But was it cruel of me to pretend I couldn't get her? I'm like, what have you had for dinner, Michelle Bridges? God, I can't get this zip done up. Was that cruel?
Would you do it again? Did you have fun? Would you recommend it?
Oh, God, no.
No.
I wouldn't do it.
While Mick and Jane binge some Netflix on the couch, this is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
How good. You're going to fight for your right to party, the Beastie Boys. And you're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. It's your old pal Dangerous Dave here. Back in studio live will be Jane and Mick on Monday. We've got Dave Thornton coming up soon. We've got this segment called Bad Parenting, and it seems that he is a bad parent. More on that soon. But Jane had an important health message for all the women out there.
I've had my boobs squashed in a machine.
In a machine?
Yes. Right. But on purpose.
Oh,
I had a breast check.
Okay.
How'd you go? Well, I turned up yesterday. I was so eager.
The right one looks good. The left one looks good.
I tell you.
Letting the team down.
Really?
No. Oi.
Do I have to oink them up?
Poke an eye out.
Jeez. Crikey.
It's quite uncomfortable.
So what did,
but you just get
explain
it done.
To me what happens. So this is your breast test for cancer,
yes.
Screening.
Go in.
You go along. Is this
biannually?
Biannually.
And you just go in, you whack your top off, and you put on a little paper robe. You can, and with your, you know, back hanging out. And then she goes, hi. It takes so quick a time. It takes 10 minutes.
I've done one of them.
It's for women, mate.
Got man boobs.
Mate, how dare you? Take it back.
I won't.
Apologise.
I shall not. Until you behave better with me, I will not.
I did one for the breast cancer council, and we'd filmed a piece for them once, and
did
I went through all the tests that
there's
that,
four
that you
photos
went through.
They take.
And it was, I have to say, you know, it's...
It's not difficult.
It's not difficult. You should do it.
Mm. Yeah. So I did that today, and it was all over. But as she was really grabbing my... right boob, really giving a good feel,
yoink,
and really hoinking it in and squashing down and holding it and
getting graphic.
Go on.
You got any sexy music there, Dave?
She was really giving it a good and she says this, what time do you head to the studio today? I said, I beg your pardon. She goes, oh, you'll be able to talk about this on air with Mick. Hang on. Lift up, lift, oink. I thought, that's not really what you talk about. Do you talk about, you know, the person?
You know what? You're doing a good thing because you're encouraging everyone.
Well, that's what I'm saying out now. It's not a big deal. And you know what? It's a free service too for so many people. You just go online and you can get a breast screen and just put an appointment in. Don't put it off. You'd be mad.
You idiots.
The next one is the poo test.
Oh.
What's that?
Have you done one of those? Oh, it's gross.
Well, look.
But you've got to do it.
And
you've got to demystify that it's gross.
I've done a test. I've done a bit of poo jogging. you know that?
Well, why don't you just
go for a jog?
Why don't you just kill two birds with one stone?
And a little Assange as well.
What's an Assange?
I take some reading material now when I go for a jog.
What's an Assange?
Oh, you know, when he got up to in the Ecuadorian embassy.
I'm
taking it down. Okay,
well, it's important. It's health. It's health. And we care about everyone's health.
Get this back on the.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Generator, the Foo Fighters had Poison, Nothing But a Good Time, and Coldplay as well with Talk. Hey, set your alarms. They're back on Monday. I don't know whether you set an alarm for an afternoon, do you? I guess if you're a shift worker. July 15, the return of Jane and Mick. We have Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week off. Dave Thornton, another one of our favourites. Love, Dave. Now, we did this bad parenting segment, and he thought he'd chip in.
I was listening to the show last week, and one of your call-ins, which was just bad parenting.
Always fun.
I went, I'm listening.
did you try and ring through, did you?
Stop the car. Yeah, exactly.
Pull over.
But this was Brad. He stood out of it.
Freshly home from the hospital, doing the daddy thing. I thought I'd change the nappy. Thought, yep, I've got this.
You're on.
Exactly. Lifted her up with a big smile, the necklace. Ching, ceiling fan.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, Brad.
How's she going? She wears a little helmet everywhere she goes?
She's got a little bit of a limp, but no.
I'm off it. You'd admit that's bad parenting.
Dave, that wasn't you, was it?
Well, it's just good to have friends in certain areas. Well, what happened was, so my six-month-old, this is a little while ago, I was being a very attentive father, and I was holding her and just scrolling through my iPhone.
Well, you can multitask, sure.
Yeah. And it fumbled in my hand and just bang, cracked her on the top of their head.
Okay.
But the thing is, because the skull hasn't formed yet, I was worried it would just funk between the cracks.
Because there's that real soft bit, that sort of, there's a bit of a dint.
I'd be worried it's like
I've still got that.
Yeah. I was worried it was like the sword in the stone, Mick. If I couldn't pull it out, I wasn't her real father. You know, like.
Thanks, Calamar.
Yeah, it's fine. Hey, but no, it's honestly, it's
did
fine.
Did you have a big gulp, though, when it happened? Did you go, oh, I'm glad no one's filming me when I've done this? Did you?
Yeah, but it's fine, the screen's
fine.
The screen's fine.
But the only thing is, and I don't know if Brad's the same, you know, you'll always hold it. You'll always be like,
you'll blame, like anything in the future with your child's education doesn't get into a school.
Jane, she'll be like, I want to become a parking inspector. You're like, the iPhone.
What would have been good is if, as your phone hit the baby's head, it took a screenshot. You can always show that for the rest of your life.
Oh, great. That was both the cause and the evidence right there.
Midnight Oil, Forgotten Years, Dire Straits 2 with Lady Writer. Coming up, Nick Offerman from Parks and Recreation. He was in Australia recently doing a comedy tour and he swung by the Kennedy Malloy Studios. You're going to hear that coming up in the next hour. Mick does not have a lot of time for millennials, it seems. He reckons millennials need to harden up.
I'm worried about these millennials.
I'm always worried. They really bug me.
They are.
They're soft.
Well, hang on. They're frightened, I think. They don't know how to engage the world properly.
No, they don't, because they're on their phones all the time.
They're a little shattered, often in the fetal position, often clicking their heels, saying, there's no place like home, there's no place like home. They don't like moving out. They don't like leaving. How's this? This is the latest, if it can be believed.
Okay, I'm ready.
Millennials are too scared to ring the doorbell.
Stop. Right, I'm not, now.
Well, no.
What?
So rather than ringing a doorbell, when you approach a house and you go, ding dong, they find it a bit aggressive. So what they do is they get out the front and then they text to see if you're there.
Do you know what? Yes, that is what happens at my house.
What do you mean?
When visitors come to see my kids, there's no doorbell ringing. So all I hear is the door shut and skelter upstairs or into rooms or everything. Yeah, and they go, oh, blah, blah, Hannah's here. Or
okay, I've got a question
Jerome's
for you.
Jerome's here.
What is going on?
Why are they afraid of the doorbell?
Jeez Louise. They're going, it's too rude. You know what's rude?
Rude?
This is where I draw the line. Yeah. This is, shows you we're from different times.
Yeah.
The only thing I won't tolerate is the drop-in. So I'm you can ring the doorbell. You can ring the doorbell at 5 a.m.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're not going to open it.
Well, depending on who it is and what the circumstances of the meeting is.
I'm with you, kind sir.
But so I get absolutely ropeable. I don't care who you are, whether you're a neighbour, whether you're a family member.
There's no drop-ins.
If you turn up unannounced and knock on my door,
we just don't open it.
It will be a frosty, frosty.
Why would you even bother opening? You just hide under
But what about a doorbell? What about a quiet doorbell?
Yeah.
Ding.
But isn't there a bit of anticipation when you go to the door? You know, it's sort of a special thing.
It's never good.
Generally.
It's usually the cops.
Sometimes it's the
disgruntled
people.
Disgruntled former partner is quite a burgeoning category.
It could be the wine arriving. Could be the alcohol coming to the door. Hello, ding dong.
Do you order wine?
Yes.
Oh, like that? From your ordering agencies?
Yep.
I remember you had me follow a truck once. We were driving through town and there was a truck that said we deliver alcohol and it had a number and you made the driver turn left and follow it.
I said, quickly, let me
follow
get
that van.
Really?
I said, Jane, I'm not sure the alcohol's actually in the truck.
I know, but I just wanted to get the contact. But no, I get that delivered.
So they're too scared to ring the doorbell.
A friend of mine who's got a 16-year-old son didn't know how to change a light bulb 2 days ago.
Well, sorry.
Didn't know what to do.
I'm looking at my bearded friend across from here.
A light bulb.
How many light bulbs have you changed?
These light bulbs you talk of.
What do you mean?
Of course they don't know how to change a light globe.
You've got your screw or your bayonet style operation.
What are those words to millennials? You're speaking a foreign language.
I couldn't believe it. I said light bulb. Don't say bayonet, bandy that around.
Technology was clap on. Clap on. Dave, I moved out of the house because of my smoke detector.
He moved into a hotel.
Because you couldn't change the smoke alarm.
He couldn't turn it off.
So you get a ladder, you get up.
No, I moved into a hotel and rang my mum. Told her what was going on.
Sure, got
someone to go
and
fix it.
Do you think Mick Malloy owns a ladder?
Well, at least a chair.
I could be like a guru to millennials. I could be like a Yoda-style figure.
A wizard.
I was ahead of my time. All right, there it is. Harden up, millennials.
Listen up, Australia. While Mick and Jane have a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Coming up this hour, comedian, actor, woodworker Nick Offerman. He was in, he did a national tour recently and swung by the Kennedy Malloy Studios for a chat. We talked about him meeting Amy Poehler, of course, and his wife, Megan Mullally. Nick Offerman, you know him as Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec. Soon on Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. It was Jane's birthday. Oh, it's Mick's birthday today. Oh, happy birthday, Mickey. Mick Malloy's birthday today. Happy birthday to you, sir. Jane's birthday last month, and Mick had organised a special celebrity cameo.
I was trying to think what it is that you might like or would enjoy.
And get exactly the opposite.
And then I remember this conversation we had with Tom Ballard during the week. Do you remember the conversation? We were talking about cameo. Celebrities. So let's have a listen to the grand.
Okay.
Charlie Sheen is on there for $350.
So for $350, I'm clear. If I pay $350 and tell him what to say, he will send me a video message going, "Hey Mick, great night we had the other night with all those high class prostitutes."
Yes, he would say that.
Thanks for letting me have a couple.
Yeah, he'd pretend to be your friend. He's more like, "Hey, your friends told me to send you a message and hello."
Well,
but he could do that. You never know if he's got a good sense of humour.
What are you saying? He's not going to pretend to be my friend?
Yes.
For $350, you bloody bell better be your friend. Right. I love the way also you always have high class prostitutes.
It's a tiny distinction, but it's an important line. It's an important one. Well, anyway, you said afterwards you would love to get a message from Charlie Sheen.
I did.
Well, it's your birthday, and that's Cameo, this service.
Yes.
I gave him a call.
No.
Forked out some hard-earned cash.
Who did you get? You didn't get Charlie Sheen, did you?
Charlie Sheen.
Hello, Jane Kennedy. It's Charlie. And this birthday greeting is courtesy of Mick Malloy. So Jane, I'm told that you're a mum of five. I'm a dad of five. You love a wine and a trip to Paris for breakfast with their giant strawberries. Well, that sounds incredible. I am available. I am on standby for that invite.
Oh.
So don't be shy. You know where to find me. Jane, rumor has it that you're hoping for a $10,000 handbag for your birthday, or something from Aldi, from your best friend in the whole world, Mickey. So, whichever comes first, this guy at the breakfast in Paris with the strawberries, or the handbag, or who knows, maybe I pop out of the handbag in Paris like that. Have the best day, sweetie. Mwah! I'm out.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm crying.
Hey, and when I say 350, that's 350 US. That's an Exy present. Yeah.
But that's value for money there.
And I also got you some of your favourite flowers. Which is...
Oh, how beautiful.
Carnations.
They are gorgeous.
How dare you?
Yeah, it looks like Dave's wife's getting another bunch of flowers.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Uprising, great song, Muse on Kennedy Malloy. It's the Rostered Week Off. Heard the Living End and Huey Lewis and the News with I Want a New Drug. Monday, the return of Kennedy Malloy to drive you back home again. Jane and Mick. Now, Nick Offerman, I went and saw his show when he was in Australia recently. Very funny, very dry, very laconic. As you'd expect, this is the guy who played the great Ron Swanson from Parks and Recreation, and he joined us here on Kennedy Malloy.
One of the more recent books that you've written, well, was with your wife. Well, I presume both of you wrote it unless I've been completely hoodwinked, but it's about being in love and how to keep the spark in a marriage, 18 years of marriage to your beautiful wife, Megan Mullally.
That's right. I withstood it. I was reluctant for a long time. She kept saying, let's do a book together.
I can imagine you'd be reluctant to do something like that.
I said, well, what is the book? And she said, it's a book about our love story. And finally, this is marriage tip number one. The third time she asks, you say, okay, honey, let's do a book about our love story.
This is a good tip. Mick is single, gentleman.
Is it a how-to or is it a what?
There's some how-to, yeah. There's a whole chapter on lubrication.
wow.
You know, in many instances, the body creates its own lubrication.
Facts you may not be aware of.
How do you keep the spark alive? Is there something? Yeah. Is there a trick to it? Don't tell me it's a lot of hard work. I don't want to hear
He's
that.
He's not up for that.
I mean, any relationship involves work. It's not necessarily hard work, but even if you have a roommate, you know, there are compromises that have to be made. But for us, it began with our sense of humor. We met doing a play, and we thought each other was wickedly funny, and we became confederates. And that's where we dwell, you know. We go through our lives, we work and we play, and we laugh and we love.
And you're good friends. I mean, that's you like each other. And you're one of those, I say, annoying couples who walk around, do you walk hand in hand?
We do hold hands, yeah.
Wow. See, that's aspirational for me.
Because Jane's not happy at home. Jane's struggling. Hit the wall. They've got five kids. And it's just,
it's a struggle. What can I say?
You know what? Start playing jokes on each other.
That's what we'll do. That's what we'll try. I want to quickly move now and go on to Parks and Recreation and your friend, Amy Poehler. When you work with people you know and like, that's an amazing combination, isn't it?
It really is, especially if the work is good, like on Parks and Recreation. If you get drafted to a successful sports team, if you happen to have a couple of your mates, so much the better. Because when you win, you actually feel like it's your people, you know. Sharing the victory. And so working with Amy on that I mean, I met her in the early 90s. And yes. So I've always felt kind of like a sibling, an annoying big
annoying
brother to
brother.
Her. Yeah.
But this is true. We find we talk to a lot of well-known comics who are acting as well, who do radio. And Mick and I have known each other for probably nearly 30 years.
Wow. Feels a bit longer.
since you were 8 or 9?
Yeah, yes, thank you.
Correct answer.
Correct.
Oh, this guy's good.
But you can't just...
Chapter 7.
Noted. You can't just create magic with that. You know, you just can't put two people in a room or you hope that it happens on screen.
Manufacture chemistry.
Yeah. Mm.
You need to know it.
No,
it's true. How did you guys all meet? Was it through these comedy troupes and second cities or just performing live together? How do you all kind of, you said you met your wife in the same way.
Theater.
How do you all
Well, I mean, it is a greater community of showbiz people, you know, show folk. But when I met Amy in Chicago, there's, you know, a sort of well-known comedy factory where a lot of people then graduate to Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
And they go on to careers in comedy. Your Will Ferrells, yep. Tina Fey.
Yep.
But then there's also a great tradition of straight theater. The most well-known theater there is called Steppenwolf. So I was a straight theater guy. I was a Shakespeare, Sam Shepard, just
wow.
doing plays. Yeah. And so I met Amy at a house party. My friend lived with her
friend.
Well,
this sounds good.
And they had a very tall bong at their house. And we were all 23 years old.
Yeah.
And so we met, and actually we never saw each other's work. I knew she'd made up stuff in a bar, and I knew that I performed works of literature on a stage. And so only years later do you come to realize you're all sort of heading to the same
yeah.
thing. Megan, on the other hand, she went to Northwestern University in Chicago. So she came through some of the same theater channels I did, and eventually that led us to each other.
Which is a beautiful story.
Hey, you're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. It's Dangerous Dave Williams here Monday. Back in studio here, Jane and Mick. Now, everyone under the sun has a GoFundMe at the moment. So Mick thought he put up $500 to GoFund your ideas.
Bugger it. Everyone just, if you've got an idea, you want it funded, give me a call. If I feel it has merit,
yes,
I will fund it. Well, I've got $500.
$500. So well, that's a start.
One person is going to get out of the box today. Hey, I'm just here. Here's an idea. I'm thinking right off the bat here.
Yeah.
Trademark. What about sunglass eye lenses? You know the, what do you call them?
Oh, like, yeah.
Contact lens.
Contact lens.
Contact lens
That's
sunglasses.
That's a brilliant idea.
So instead of just doing it, you've got Sunny's look. So you've taken it. Oh, trademark, Mickey.
Give yourself $500 for that.
Sunglass contact lenses.
You look
lenses.
A bit weird, though, because your eyes be really dark when you look at someone, you know, during the day.
Yeah.
You're okay with that.
But I've got big brown pools in my eyes.
You go mirrored contact sunglass lenses.
The girls just fall into
yeah.
them. Jason's on the line. Jason, I've got $500. You want to GoFundMe? What is it?
I'm looking at getting a new set of historical medieval armour.
Whoa.
Wow. I'm so conflicted.
I've been overseas to the 2 world championships, and my old armour's getting a bit worn down, so I need an upgrade.
Right. Are you too many battles?
Too many battles. We hit hard. It's real, real fighting, blunt swords, blunt axes, but we beat the absolute daylights out of each other.
Bit nerdy?
Oh, a bit nerdy. Think Game of Thrones. But,
think Game of Thrones. I'll tell you what I'm prepared. I'm prepared to fund you a Shetland so you can ride into battle.
only if you're there with it.
All right, Jason. All right. And what in particular? Just the body armor, or you want a really cool hat?
So, I need to get a new helmet. I need to get a new chest piece. But yeah, it's an expensive hobby.
What about a jousting pole? Do you need a
jousting pole?
Pole?
Yeah, always need a jousting pole.
All right, Jason. Hey, on the line. That might infuriate people if I give it to a bloke who wants to pretend he's in a medieval battle. Robbo, what's your idea?
Yes, Mickey boy. Yeah. Then Jason sounded like a bit of a tool.
Hang on a minute. Smack talking. Yeah, call us.
And,
wow.
All right, Robbo, stick to the plan. Now, what's your GoFundMe page?
Right. My idea is, you know, when you get to my age, you have your glasses on
yep.
and you have to read your mobile phone. Why don't you have a slip on the mobile phone from OPSM or Optus or whatever you go, and basically that's your prescription.
Oh, so it's a prescription phone. So it adjusts to your eyesight.
There you go.
Whoa, Robbo, you've just blown my mind. Jeez Louise. Okay, stay on the line. Let's go to Sophie. Can we go to Sophie now, please?
Hi, Sophie.
Hey, gents, how are you?
Good. I've got $500 to fund someone. What's your idea?
Sure. I was hoping you could help me fund a setup of roll-on lubrication. Don't you hate it when you've got to just pause for that moment and run in and wash your hands and then run back to the bedroom?
Okay.
You know?
What the?
This is genius. So like roll on lube. Roll on lube.
Absolutely.
Just get it out, bit under the arms.
Yes.
Put on the Wahoo.
I've been wanting to do it for years.
Yeah, this is gold. Jeez.
Yeah.
You, that money's going to go straight into research and development?
It absolutely is. Because
I'm happy to help out with some research and development, by the way.
You are just the man for the trial, Mickey.
Okay.
If I could get your contact details,
that's great. No drama. All right. Yeah. Do you know what I'm thinking? Absolutely. You know what would be a good idea? Oh, I've got good ideas myself. Well, roll-on capsicum spray.
Okay.
So the
How
cops
does that work?
Said, well, just coming up and spraying you. The cops go, mate, I'm going to have to ask you to lift your arms. And just
put it that way.
And roll it on.
Oh, it's less physical, I suppose.
And environmentally friendly.
And that way as well, too.
One more day to go of Kennedy Malloy's rostered week off, then they're back Monday to drive you home again in studio here. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Now, remember yesterday we were talking about Toffee, which is this app that's exclusively for people that went to private schools. Well, anyway, look, no surprise, James, who's one of our producers here, is kind of a bit stuck up. He went to a private school and signed up to Toffee.
James, hello, James, how are you?
I'm doing well.
What school did you go to?
St. Kevin's College in Toorak over in Melbourne.
It's a Catholic school, isn't it? They'll be real proud of you right now.
Well, they would be.
They'll be happy for the plug. Okay, so we put you on Toffee to see what type of girl is on offer.
Yep.
Is there anything for you? I have to say, even you surprised me with your spivvy photo. Even by your standards, that is quite obnoxious.
Well, you're wearing a reefer jacket.
Yes.
Mm. First of all, how old are you, James?
I'm 22.
Yeah. I would say probably 40 years too young to be wearing a reefer jacket and a kerchief, silk kerchief.
So he's poking out of the top. You look like a snobby Grant Denyer. You know?
And your profile's incredibly interesting.
What's the profile?
Well, you have to say things that you like. And if said, a drink that best describes me would be, and James has said, a good mulled wine heavy on the cinnamon.
And have you had any responses?
I have.
Sad. Jane, if you were a drink, what would you be?
Oh, well, I'd be a cheeky red.
You'd be a blackberry nip.
Careful when you say nip.
One more of me and I'm anybody's. Dave, what would you be?
A fat yak, I'd be.
Anything in a flagon for me.
There you go.
So anyway, yep.
So, I got 8 likes out of that.
Perfect menu.
Perfect menu. Listen, starter, arancini balls.
Yep.
Oh, righto.
Main, porterhouse, in brackets, medium rare.
Yep.
Dude, why are you even saying
that? Reckon that's a factor that they need to know before dating you? So, if it's a deal breaker if they want it rare.
Oh,
if it's
well done. We've got to keep going with this. Pudding, chocolate souffle.
Yep. Yeah.
And cheese would be, you're a brie, are you?
I'm dabbling in brie at the
moment. All right. Oh, and your social calendar, these are things that you like to attend.
Yeah.
Yes, the Australian Open Tennis and the Portsea Polo. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, this is brilliant. Now, this would be the dream profile come true for a private school app, I imagine.
Yep.
All right, how have you gone?
So I have got 8 likes.
That's not very good, is it?
Oh, it's pretty. It's only just unlocked for everyone in Australia. So.
And are these girls aware you're not allowed within 500 metres of a primary school? Are they get this?
It's a bit unfair.
Hang on. Also, we must say, are they aware that you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, she was interested to find out that I was on this through the show.
So James has just started going out with a girl, so this is awkward.
All right.
Yeah,
we pushed him into this.
So the rule that I've got with her is that I'm allowed to be on it and I'm allowed to swipe on people as long as she's there with me. So I'm breaking that rule.
So your girlfriend's picked this girl for you who you want to swipe?
Well,
tell us who you've got.
I've got Laura here who spells her name Laura.
Okay. Well, obviously, she didn't go to a very smart private school. She didn't know how to spell her name properly.
Well, she went to a smaller boutique school.
I don't think she can add up either. She's calling herself 20. Okay, so
and the rest.
Hey, let's have a look at her perfect menu.
Yeah.
Her starter is garlic bread.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, it'd be hard to pash after.
It would be. Big you don't go for any garlic. She should know that. Wagyu rib eye.
Well, Wagyu rib eye with your medium rare. Yeah. Yeah. Hello. Yep. Yeah, we've got like a meat fest. Some kind of.
She likes creme brulee.
Oh, I'm
so she's easy to crack. And
she likes a bit of cheese, which you can tell from the picture.